Hey, happy day. I have an email here from a 13-year-old girl. I thought this is so cute. She said, here's a poem, and she went on with, I'm a poet, I don't know it stuff. Hey, it's pretty cute. Politicians will make us broke if woke, and that's no joke. Show your might, show your right. Put them to flight, vote right. Ah, short and sweet and kind of neat, particularly from a 13-year-old. Thank you, Emily, for watching this show. Now, Venezuela, you got the president there. He flexes a lot. You know, he's a convicted, in the U.S. at least, he's a convicted drug guy, and Trump is kind of bombing a lot of drug people in boats, and the fear is that from the Mandela perspective, Maduro, whatever his name is, the fear is that Trump's troops will be soon coming on ground. In any event, he warned the U.S. He says, hey, you do that, and the working class will rise, and you will be met with millions of men and women with rifles. They will march across the country. Well, firstly, they don't have any rifles, and I don't think there's millions of them that wanted to kind of do that stuff, because they would do anything I think they could to get rid of that communist that's running the country. And guns, I mean, the bad guys take guns away from the good guys all of the time. When you see that happening in the country, you know that their socialist bent and going towards communism, and that's already happened in Venezuela. So that's silliness to what he writes down. Norway, keeping up, Norway. Did you know that they were the second country in Europe to import bananas, and they did that in 1905? Hey, so many people think those Scandinavians are bananas. They are, actually. Let me share a story with you. My great-great-grandparents left Oslo, Norway. And there was 10 feet of snow, and they went to South Dakota, 20 feet of snow. 100 years later, they moved up to Alberta, Canada, 100 feet of snow, or whatever, blah, 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 different levels. So, right, they are bananas. Just sharing with you. Now, let's get into some serious stuff. Let's talk about New York. A couple of years ago, the commie governor there said, let's get rid of some wordage. Wordage is bad, you know, like men aren't men and we got to call them different things. And she went on to say aliens and illegal aliens are terms that offend people. It's divisive and we got to change the verbiage. So she did. She now calls illegals and aliens non-citizens and undocumented non-citizens. I call her crazy. New York has fallen apart. I don't get it. But we'll see what happens, because they go so far to the left that eventually the cavalry has to come, and that'll be people on horses riding from the right. To put it back together again, Trump, I like his wordage better than her wordage. He's to the point. He's a man. He's a real man. He says, we're going to kill people who bring drugs into America. And he's actually doing that. Just that wordage. We're going to kill people. That's a man talk, right? None of this silly stuff. Now, polls influence people. Polls, in my view, are for strippers and dogs, but, and they're not accurate, but they are used as a tool by fake news and mainstream press to influence people, influence voters. Many people say, why would I vote? That person's already going to win, right? Trump is going after all of these people, the pollsters, the goofsters, and he was just recently successful, I think it was in Iowa, and the narratives of the people that ran the polling was wrong. And they put Trump down in the polls, and he actually won. And they put Harris up in the polls. And again, that's manipulation. That's interference, election interference. It shouldn't be allowed. And hopefully that'll get fixed. But he's charging after all of these people in so many different states. Revenge, revenge, so say the commies. Hey, somebody's got to fix this mess. Is it revenge? I think revenge is good in cases like this, but that's not the big motivator. The motivator is to make sure they can't do it again to somebody else. Then you have Doug Ford, who's the premier of Ontario, who somehow or another thinks that he runs Canada. I don't get it. He went out and said, I'm spending $75 million. Wow. I'm going to run ads and say that Ronald Reagan is against Trump. That's not how you negotiate with Americans. So Trump, of course, said, da-da, we're not dealing with you anymore. And the stuff that we have got with you, we're going to increase our tariffs by 10%. Ford, stand down. Go away. I mean, let the federal government deal with Trump. You're not capable. I don't know that they are either. You know, you need to always qualify your suspect. You kind of got to know who you're dealing with. A guy like Trump, you go up and poke him in the eye. Really? You spend $75 million poking him in the eye. Really, again? You think he's going to bend or cave? I don't think so. And all you do is make him mad. I mean, in terms of Ford, he's been doing a lot of little things like this. mean, I get it that he's concerned, but hey, it is what it is. And so maybe if he can't sell something to America, go and sell it to somebody else. I don't know. Or work at it. But don't do what you're doing, because it ain't kind of working. Now, Vancouver, Canada, last thing of the day. This is happening in a lot of different places. Vancouver, now the city, they're giving free parking. Parking's expensive in Vancouver, as it is in so many big cities. They're now giving free parking to Indians. So if you're an Indian, you know, the guys that don't pay taxes and they get all kinds of money from the white folk and so on, and they got all this land and everything given to them and cha-cha, now they get free parking. Bah! Is that right? It ain't right. I mean, is it left? Of course. Is it dumb? Oh, dumb is dumb. I mean, dumber maybe. It's not nice. I mean, now what am I? I just said some remark. I'm a racist, I guess, because I don't want people to park or something. It's silly. And nothing's free. I mean, you still have machines and different things to work with and the driver. Ah! We need a Trump in Canada. We need somebody to kind of lead us out of the wilderness, because this is dumb. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.